Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Studio E here at my Salem Group Radio in Tampa, a radio station group. And you know something, it's a real privilege and an honor to be here because I'm broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio, and we want to thank them very much, too, for their support over the years. Now, we're also broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet as well as the satellite. Now, you can catch us, and a short shout-out also goes to our active-duty military. Our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to the people that are out there working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America moving along, especially those over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, thank you so very much, guys and gals, for what you're doing. To the FedEx, to the UPS, to the bulk mail haulers, to the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Also to the Amazon warehouse workers, to the Amazon drivers. Thanks so very much for chiming in and letting us know how you're doing. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and we're on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out all the different things we have over there, including a direct link to our first guest, and that would be the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, you know, it's another one of those nights where it's 70 degrees on one side of the building and it's 74 on the other. It must be the other side we have more lights on or something.
I think so. Well, we're holding at 46 degrees.
Oh, boy.
Here tonight, Captain. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Is it ever going to warm up?
It might. It was a little bit warmer during the day. We should see some warm-up, but the nights are going to be pretty cold, I think, for a while.
All right, well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we underscore those words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Right, Kyle?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, we got a lot of things to talk about, and obviously all the talking heads for the last, I don't know, 4 hours or thereabouts or whatever, since the jury verdict came in, have been talking about this Alex Murdaugh double murder trial. To that, I say it was horrible. He was found guilty of killing his wife and his son. I watched his other son, surviving son, be interviewed last night. I'm not really sure where he stood on all of this, but it kind of sounds like he knew his dad was guilty by the way he presented himself and answered a couple of the questions he got asked. But it's just terrible to watch the destruction of a family, especially one so affluent as this one was, go downhill that quickly.
Well, you know, Captain, it took the jury approximately 3 hours to return a guilty verdict, which was really record time, given the idea that they had so many witnesses, some 70 witnesses in this trial. It went on, as you know, for a very, very long time. So a lot of evidence and a lot of testimony that could have been reviewed. But I think this jury was already pretty much in agreement, perhaps, as soon as they went back in that jury room. And also the interesting takeaway from this case, too, Captain, is that they had a lot of evidence having to do with the position of the defendant using his cell phone data and so forth. So a lot of that went in to putting him at the crime scene and trying to contradict some of his testimony, as they understand. So it was a very interesting case because of the technology involved this time.
Well, I am not surprised at all that that happened. And we'll just let it lay there because I'm not going to dwell on that all night long. It serves no purpose. But your area out there in California, just to the east of you, are the San Bernardino Mountains, right?
That's right, yes.
And you have got a mess, a natural disaster of immense proportions there with people that are literally buried by snow in their homes and have not been able to move all week.
That's exactly right, Captain. We're also getting reports of some house fires in the area of Crestline, for example. We also know of some roof collapses, especially at a place called Jensen's Market.
Yeah.
This, I believe, in the Crestline area.
Yep.
Also, the San Bernardino National Forest has now been temporarily closed due to public safety, and most of the roads in and around the area in these areas are closed. In fact, Governor Newsom has already declared an emergency state for many counties, including Los Angeles, Mariposa, Nevada, San Bernardino, Kern, Amador, Santa Barbara, Sonoma, Tulare. The list goes on. And this allows them, of course, to start getting some aid. But they're also sending what they call, Captain, I think you know about these as well, the rattlesnake teams to go up and try to help people dig out.
Mm-hmm. I do. Those are snowmobile teams. You go up there with their buckets and their baskets behind them, and they take a lot of supplies with them, and sometimes they haul double trailers behind the snowmobiles. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday Morning Edition.
This is Kyle One. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break, and if you'd like to join the conversation...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That is a product that I've been taking for well over 9 years. Come closing in on 10 years right now. And the reason I take it is simple. It works. And if you're in pain, or if you have inflammation or swelling or discomfort of any kind, you need to try this. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You need to try this because all it's going to do is help you get out of pain. That's all it's going to do is help you get out of pain. Relief Factor. And oh, by the way, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start for any type of problems that you have. And I'll tell you what it does. We had a gal yesterday who fell and broke her hip. And she was having problems, and she didn't want to take the heavy-duty stuff that they were telling her to take. So she said, "Will this Relief Factor work for me?" And I said, "Yeah." And I gave her a couple of packs. And she took it, and before she got home, she called me up, and she says, "I feel so much better. It's not funny. Where do I get this stuff?" So then I told her how to order it, so there you go. And that's it. That's a testimonial from a woman with a broken hip that got replaced. So there you go. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation over time, and that means that the all-natural ingredients, because there are no narcotics in this, of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support my body's natural response to fight inflammation, which lowers or eliminates pain by going right to the source of it. Think about that for a second. ReliefFactor.com. /captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. I'm sure it'll work for you as it's worked for me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line. I think I know who it is. All right, is this Mike in Clearwater?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, looking back at the midterms, we didn't get the quote-unquote red wave, but we were given control of the House, thank goodness. And we have this year and next year to go. And I'm looking at something right now, and they're saying that the inflation rate is still kind of stubbornly high, and not as high as it was. It has come down maybe a pip or two, but now the Fed is saying, oh, more aggressive and more frequent rate hikes. So, you know, mortgage rates, what are they're already at 6.9%. So more frequent rate hikes and higher jumps. So what do we expect, like 10%? So my question, Kyle, is do you think that by the time the next election cycle comes around, people will say, you know, we've had enough the last 4 years of wokeness and the economy and prices going up and we can't afford eggs? And do you think we're going to turn a corner and get a GOP person back in the White House? And then whoever's in the White House, whether it's DeSantis or whoever it might be, could they possibly look at the mistakes that President Trump made and clean house from day one and get all of the garbage out of there, the people that are going to backstab them and try to bring them down? Because I think that's what President Trump's big mistake was. He did not have the type of people that were, you know, looking out for his best interest, and ultimately, between that and his personality, it cost him. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Kyle, let me say something to begin with to start this off.
Sure.
A two-term congressman in Ron DeSantis is not going to be able to clean house in Washington, D.C. He just doesn't know enough players of the game. It takes someone with experience, a lot of Washington, D.C. experience, who knows the people that are there. And I'm going to say this once, and I'm going to just let it lay and see what happens. Mike Pompeo was a three-term congressman in Kansas before he became the CIA director. Then he became the Secretary of State. He is probably the most experienced non-Washington type that they've got that they could run against that could really make a dent in the sale in Washington, D.C., because he knows who to go after. He knows where the skeletons are buried because of the CIA and because of the Secretary of State relationship. And I think that's what people have got to start thinking about.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely well said, Captain. And certainly, you know, Mike was talking about these interest rates. Well, basically the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage went back to over 7%, 7.1, yesterday, on Thursday. And so that's definitely not going to bode well, especially as we see a lot of this economic data. It's not very good or very friendly, you know, to the markets. I think the comments about the rate hikes, the idea that they might do a couple more and then maybe stop, that sort of helped things a little bit. The market will react to that. But, Captain, it's going to be the long term in terms of how consumers are going to react to these high interest rates and the persistent inflation. All that goes together, of course, to make it much more of a campaign that the GOP can use, because Biden's not going to do a darn thing about any of this stuff. They say they will, but raising rates isn't just the answer.
No, and would you believe Biden if he tells you he's going to lower your taxes and don't worry, you'll make less than $400,000, you won't have to worry about your taxes being raised? Didn't we hear that before?
Well, of course we did. All that is a sort of a class warfare sort of incendiary comment to try to make people think, oh, yeah, my problems are based on somebody else. right? And so as long as we target those evil $400,000 people, everything's going to be better. Everything's going to get better. It just doesn't work that way. But it does pit people against other people and divides people, and Biden and the company think that that helps them.
Well, this is why Donald Trump is in more trouble than people seem to understand, and why he might get taken out of the picture because of this legal case that's looming. The Department of Justice is arguing that former President Donald Trump cannot receive immunity for lawsuits related to his alleged involvement in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Now, DOJ officials wrote in a Thursday brief sent to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia that Trump cannot claim presidential immunity for the incitement of imminent private violence.
That's right. Yeah, that's what they're basing their whole thing on. And of course, the Trump camp immediately started issuing statements about that as well, saying that President Trump's speech and statements on January the 6th repeatedly called for peace, patriotism, and respect for our men and women of law enforcement. And it went on from there. So it will come down to the notion of, what did President Trump say? How could that have been interpreted? And does that meet that standard that the DOJ is talking about? Otherwise, President Trump can continue to argue that he has executive privilege or immunity, as it were, as a result of the sayings that he made.
Now, we all know who the GOP from New York, George Santos, that congressman, we all know who he is, right?
Right, right.
And the House Ethics Panel has launched a probe into him, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Well, there is substantial reason to believe that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accepted impermissible gifts from her attendance at a 2021 Met Gala, possibly in violation of federal law, according to a newly disclosed report. The progressive congresswoman has for months been facing an ethics investigation over her attendance at the event. On Wednesday, the House Committee on Ethics published a detailed report on their situation produced by the Nonpartisan Office of Congressional Ethics. And I believe that you're going to see both Santos and Cortez have a couple of decisions rendered against them.
Yes, very much so. And, of course, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, she wore that famous dress, right, that said tax the rich and so forth. So that's also part of this investigation, whether or not that was also somehow improper, an improper gift, I believe. And by the way, Captain, you know, we also want to give a special hello this morning out to Iron Mike.
You betcha.
Absolutely. So we wanted to say hello and a special good morning and Friday to Iron Mike.
Friday. Okay. Hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Okay, folks, you're going to be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more to talk about.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. High winds have left hundreds of thousands of people without power across Texas. On Thursday, Texas utility Oncor reported over 260,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. Tornadoes were reported east of Dallas as well as in parts of Louisiana, and around 3.5 million people were under tornado watch as of Thursday evening. The watches stretch from East Dallas into Arkansas and North Louisiana. President Biden will be welcoming the German Chancellor to the White House today. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said they'll be discussing a range of issues, which include continuing to provide support to Ukraine as it fights Russia's invasion. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is being treated at a Bay Area hospital for shingles. NBC Bay Area says she's expected to make a full recovery. In a statement, her office says she was diagnosed over the February recess and has been receiving treatments in San Francisco. Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I sure will, and I'll make this quick because we got something to get out there right away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. MyPillow.com, always use the promo code Captain. You'll want to get into the radio listener specials page where all the discounts are. Save yourself a big bunch of money. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, and then use the promo code Captain. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Now, folks, you might have heard at the bottom of the weather, bottom of the hour of the weather, and what's been going on in Texas earlier this evening, which is still going on there. Several hundred thousand people are without power in Texas due to a line of severe thunderstorms, straight line winds, and tornadoes that came through. Well, as weather would move, it's moved to the east. And we have a very bad-looking system coming into the central part of Arkansas, going up I-30 and then catching up onto I-40 and coming in from the west and from the southwest towards Little Rock, Arkansas. Kyle, I'm going to let you take this away because you were watching this. We were talking about this on the weather site. So tell us what's going on there.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And right now, about 164,800 people in the state of Texas are out of power right now. That's down a little bit from where it was about an hour and a half ago, so they may be making some headway, but there's still a lot of people out of power as a result of these storms and the different tornadoes. Right now, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning where we see a lot of red, and, of course, that can mean some very heavy...
That is a tornado warning.
Exactly. So now this is going to be now just east of Shreveport in Louisiana, heading up into Arkansas, and so that's and it's going to be up near the Pine Bluff area where this alert is going on right now for these severe thunderstorms. And this came out just about 30 minutes ago. So you want to be aware of that. It's moving east at about 45 miles an hour. Again, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from Norfolk to 8 miles northwest of Bernice near Arcadia, if you're in that area. So please do batten down the hatches. We've also had, of course, tornado warnings in that area as well tonight. So be careful.
And we've got heavy flooding going on coming up I-44 out of Oklahoma up into Joplin, over towards Springfield, Missouri, and up I-44 for about probably 40, 50 miles anyway. Heavy flooding going on there right now with the heavy rain that's coming in. We also will get into the more detail during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because that's part of a system that goes up into the Great Lakes, which has got more severe weather, only this is winter weather up ahead of it. Now, our good friend and Florida Congressman Greg Stube, who, by the way, is recovering quite nicely, and I think he's back to work now in Washington, D.C., says a deliberate COVID leak wouldn't surprise him as being the problem with how the disease got loose.
Well, it certainly, we don't know. See, this is the thing, and this is why just even now, Captain, we're starting to hear more and more confirmation that it came from the lab.
Yep.
This is where the evidence is leading. And, of course, as they used to say, the $64,000 question is, was it an accident or was it somehow deliberate? Now, it's been a while. It's been years. So any kind of record of that, if there would have ever been such a thing, would certainly could have been scrubbed by now. But, again, we keep putting the pieces together. And if it becomes evident that it was somehow released, that changes the game. It changes the game for everything having to do with China. And, of course, then around the world, not only for Ukraine, and they're getting pretty snuggly with Russia, going to be providing them assistance. They may move against Taiwan in the near term, whether that's 3 or 4 years, we don't know. But it changes everything if it was deliberate.
Well, sure. And we'll just have to keep our eyes open and see what's going on. More search warrant details are now coming out. In the Idaho killings, and some pretty gruesome details coming out there as to how this loner, I guess that's what you'd call him, got attached to these kids and started to actually stalk them.
You know, Captain, I don't know any parent of a college student or anybody whose loved one is somehow stalked by a psychopathic killer. What can you do? I mean, this is unfortunately in the big world, we have to tell our kids and our loved ones, you have to constantly be aware. I don't know if they could have ever noticed what was happening.
Well, they should have called the police.
Yes, yeah, so absolutely.
If and they didn't do it.
Contact. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why they didn't get the police involved. Say, hey, we got this weirdo that's like following us, and every time we turn around, there he is. Can you do something about it? Maybe that would have stopped it. Maybe it wouldn't, but certainly wouldn't have hurt.
Well, of course not, because obviously, especially if somebody can be known to law enforcement, unfortunately, sometimes people might hear, well, there's nothing we can do until there's an actual threat made or some such thing like that. But certainly in this day and age, if you call the police and you say something weird is happening, I think that they will help you.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, the Florida CFO, Jimmy Petronis, has warned NewsGuard, that's a news agency, liberal news agency, against targeting the conservative media. And it looks like as if our governor is putting together a law that will go after the liberals and these websites to try to put out news stories without any foundation behind them, in other words, proof as to who said what and where they got it from when they start to talk about individuals and start talking about character assassination, because they're going to be able to be sued a lot easier than what it used to be. So you better be careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the whole notion, Captain, of targeting people to try to shut them up, and or in the sense of how some of these groups want to target conservative media, you know, I'm not afraid of the message of the left. I think we debunk it on a regular basis. But the left is very afraid of conservative messaging. They truly are, because it seems to ring true. And people can say, yes, though this intuitively seems right. But in order to be a member of the left, you have to really twist yourself into a pretzel, and you have to suspend disbelief, your disbelief, as it were, in so many different things just to make everything turn out right. Much more complex.
And yeah. We put our stories up there, and you'll see them, whether they're from Newsmax or they're from Fox or they're from wherever they're from. You'll see the stories up there with the source when we post something, so there's no doubt about it. The liberals, on the other hand, most of them make it an opinion piece.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And it's much more of a jump on a bandwagon and this kind of thing. We have to deal with reality, and we have to deal with facts, and we have to deal with what's really happening in the world. Sometimes you like it, and sometimes you don't like it. But if you don't know the truth, then you're just going to simply sit around and just be deceived the entire day. And you lie to yourself, and that's not a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are both set to visit Iowa, ramping up the 2024 season and revving it up, rather, and making more awareness as to the fact that it's looking more and more like Ron DeSantis is going to run. But I'm telling you, until you hear him say it, just figure he's on a book tour selling books.
Well, right. Well, certainly, I think he's doing what he's doing. He hasn't made some sort of announcement yet. He may not make some sort of announcement. We just don't know. But at the same time, I guess it's hedging your bets, for lack of a better term, and that is, if you're popular and you're successful and there is a real possibility that you could be the nominee and win the White House, you don't want to turn your back at that time, because you don't want to miss the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to make an announcement. He's just got to be just cruising along doing what he's doing. He doesn't need to worry about an announcement. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll tell you about where that bad weather is. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Donation called the word.
Beatles, everybody. That's a classic. Boy, is that a classic, Kyle.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yep, and that's the old day when he was on the Ralph Emery Show, the Ralph Emery Show back in the 1970s. And that's dating everybody that can remember Ralph Emery coming out of Nashville, Tennessee. All righty, well, boy, oh boy, there's weather out west. There's not a lot of it, and we got to get to what's going on in the Midwest and the Deep South right now. So, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's happening out by you.
Well, thank you, Captain. We have some snow that's east of Seattle right now. We got rain and sleet south of there through Tacoma down towards Longview. Portland, Oregon, you've got chances for lowland snow to remain in the forecast from Friday night through Saturday morning, so do be aware of that. That could impact, of course, a lot of southwest Washington, northwest Oregon, including the Portland metro area and the I-5 corridor down from Eugene down to Castle Rock, Washington, or in that area. So you have to be careful there. We've got some snow looks around north of Salt Lake City. We've got snow that's east of Twin Falls right now in Idaho, north of Boise. And to round it out, Captain, just briefly, we've got some freeze warnings in the California Central Valley and frost warnings in Southern California. Donner Pass looks like it's clear right now, so be careful out there.
Okay, well, we're going to get right to the chase here. We're coming over to Oklahoma first because that's where we first pick up the rain. There's a bunch of rain, heavy rain, from the northeastern corner of Oklahoma on down to about a third of the way across the southern part of Oklahoma. And unsettled weather and the tail end of some severe weather is winding down in the metroplex of Dallas. However, we do have several hundred thousand people still without power down there. Is that right, Kyle?
That's right, yes.
Okay. But that power, I'm sure, has moved along up into Arkansas and perhaps the southern part of Missouri, because we can see with severe thunderstorm warnings in Arkansas. We can see tornado warnings in Arkansas still coming across I-40 and the northern part of I-30 up towards Little Rock, Arkansas, which is where the concentration is at the moment. If you know what a tornado warning looks like, this whole area is in red, R-E-D, red. That means severe thunderstorm and or tornado. Now, moving down into the southern part of Louisiana, down below I-20, not too bad down that way. There is some wind systems right there along the Gulf. It's hugging the coastline all the way over to about Pensacola at the moment, and looks like it could possibly bring some rain down below. Also, we could see some in Mississippi. We could see some in Alabama and Georgia as well, and South Carolina, as we have more wind hugging the east shore of the east side of the United States, the Atlantic Ocean side, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way down to Savannah, Georgia. Now, moving into the central part of the Mid-South, to include Tennessee and Kentucky and North and South Carolina and Georgia, we do have some unsettled weather conditions, which is all probably going to be rain as the day progresses. Might be some severe weather kick up in all of those areas. And then when you're looking up towards Missouri and Iowa and over to the east to Illinois, there's areas in there where you're going to have flooding rain conditions as well. Pay attention to your weather radio. We do have, of all things right now, a winter storm warning from Chicago east all the way to Detroit, and then all the way up through our favorite radio land there, 660 in Michigan, our affiliate there, and you're going to get snow all the way up to the lower peninsula of Michigan, not quite the upper peninsula, which is kind of unusual. And then over to New York State tonight, upstate New York, from about Cortland up to the lake, Lake Ontario, all the way across I-90 to the Berkshires and over into New Hampshire, not quite to Boston, but over into New Hampshire, the mountains, you've got snow all the way through there. We have a winter storm warning, which is certainly going to be in the Adirondack Mountains tonight, to include the St. Lawrence River and parts of Watertown and parts of Messina. And Ogdensburg is going to get some of this tonight, a winter storm warning. And that snow will go all the way across over into Nova Scotia on the northern part, to include Maine, the northern part of Maine. Okay, so Kyle, tell us where you would want to be in a snowstorm.
Captain, I'd want to be at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center all across the United States of America. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the U.S., and I'd want to go there so I can get my fuel, get my supplies, get warm, get something good to eat, especially something hot, like a hot cup of coffee or hot chocolate or hot tea or maybe even a hot bowl of chili, and just be able to get in safe harbor out of the storm for a while. And by the way, folks, this month it's time to push your points to the max during the month of March, and that means more points means more free everything, drinks, snacks, merchandise, and a lot more. And you can start earning up to 5 points per gallon with Push for Points when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. That's their app for the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app today, and you'll start saving and especially pushing your points to the max for the month of March. They also have a locations function there that's very easy to use, that you can put in your location and find the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center nearest to you. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And don't forget, folks, that this bad weather that's right now in Arkansas and the northern part of Louisiana along I-20, if you see a bunch of lightning, if you got a bunch of wind, straight line winds and all that stuff, try to find shelter as soon as you can, whether it's under an underpass or somewhere, let the storm pass, because these are violent storms, and I know there's tornadoes in them. I know we're going to be talking about tornadoes here before the night's over, because you can see the weather and what it's doing, where it's at. And this storm system over Little Rock and to the west, it's been in that area for what, Kyle, 30 minutes or more?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Well, when we go to the top of our break here, we're going to check that. We're going to see what the heck's going on, because there might really be some bad stuff happening there right now. We're going to try to find out from the local news folks over there. So please be careful. And Kyle will be right back, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's Friday morning. Friday. And, of course, that means one thing.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.